This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that, powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said that guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. Prime Minister said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. He also said that that India looks ahead with hope, confidence and a renewed resolve to build a Viksit Bharat. The all-party parliamentary delegation wrapped up its visit to the US after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Lando among political and diplomatic leadership to drive home India's strong resolve to combat terrorism emanating from Pakistan. The delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, was on the last leg of a multi-nation tour to brief key interlocutors about Operation Sindoor that India launched in retaliation of the April 22nd Pahalgam terror attack. The delegation was one of the seven multi-party delegations India had tasked to visit 33 global capitals to reach out to the international community to emphasize Pakistan's links to terrorism. Union Minister for Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, met with Norway's Minister of International Development, Asmund Grover Aukrust, at Monaco last night. During the meeting, Norway's minister expressed solidarity with India over the recent terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. Moreover, both the leaders exchanged notes on deepening India-Norway cooperation in marine planning, Arctic research, and a resilient blue economy. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh also addressed the Monaco Marine Conference last night. Defence Research and Development Organisation's Vehicle Research and Development Establishment, VRDE, in Ahilya Nagar, Maharashtra, has transferred technologies of 9 defence systems to 10 Indian industries. The systems include the chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear recce vehicle, mounted gun system, anti-terrorist vehicle and Vajra riot control vehicle, among others. The technology transfer ceremony was attended by DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamath. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Kamath complimented DRDO and the industry for the exceptional performance of indigenous systems during Operation Sindoor. Domestic benchmark equity indices opened at a positive note this morning, supported by favorable global signals. Sensex jumped to 480.01 points to 82,669 in early trade, while the Nifty 50 surged 157.05 points to 25,160. The positive sign can be seen as a result of progress in trade discussions between the US and India, alongside the Reserve Bank of India's substantial monetary policy actions. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis flagged off the special Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Bharat Gaurav tourist train from Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus CSMT early this morning. More from our correspondent.
The five-day heritage journey will take passengers to significant historical and cultural sites linked to the life of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. The train will cover prominent locations including Raigad Fort, Shivneri Fort, Pratapgarh Fort, Panhala Fort, Lal Mahal, Kasaba Ganpati and Shivasruti. Designed to offer an immersive experience into the legendary Maratha king's life and legacy, the journey promises comfort, cultural richness and a memorable exploration of Maharashtra's glorious past. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In United States, two Indian Americans, Sanjay Singhal and Sukh Kaur, have won city council runoff elections at Texas. In the Sugarlands District 2, Sanjay Singhal registered a decisive victory over his nearest rival, Nazir Hussain. Singhal is a retired energy executive and graduate of IIT Delhi. In hockey, Indian junior women's team edged past Belgium with a 3-2 victory at the Hockey Centre of Excellence in Antwerp, Belgium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.